You're listening to SBS News.
Venice and its lagoon environment have avoided placement on UNESCO's list of World Heritage Sites in danger following Italy's ban on massive cruise ships traveling through the city's historic center. Preservation groups have immediately criticized the decision by the UNESCO World Heritage Committee. The Italian government moved this month to avoid the in danger designation, pledging to reroute massive cruise ships starting on the 1st of August. They're to dock away from the city's historic center at an industrial port still within the Venice Lagoon, but on the mainland side. The ship's passage through St. Mark's Basin and the Giudecca Canal, which resumed recently after a long pandemic pause, was among the reasons UNESCO had cited for listing Venice's status as at risk. Italian Culture Minister Dario Franceschini has welcomed UNESCO's decision. Italy's ambassador to UNESCO, Massimo Ricciardo, thanked the committee.
Italy would like to thank you and to thank all the members of the committee. Anyone who had the chance to visit Venice could see that keeping integrity of the city, of this monument, of the historical landscape, but at the same time caring for the life of the local community is our priority. Italian authorities are fully committed to safeguarding the unique value of this property. Thank you so much, Mr. President.
Observers to the process, however, say the cruise ship ban only addresses one of many issues threatening Venice. Others include over-tourism, the management of cultural and natural resources, and controlling urban development. Advocates say the temporary decision to moor cruise ships in Marghera still endangers the lagoon and that no long-term plans have been made yet to manage ships and tourism in the city. Mass tourism to Venice peaked at some 25 million individual visitors in 2019, while the city of just over 50,000 residents loses about 1,000 Venetians each year. UNESCO's World Heritage Center said it made the recommendation to add Venice to the in danger list as a way to alert the international community to the urgency of the city's situation. The center's director, Mechthild Roerslaw, says the designation aims to protect important at-risk sites and resolve issues. Nezha Kwadvlig Mihailovic is the Secretary General of heritage organization Europa Nostra. She says her group has listed Venice as endangered 5 years ago.
Europa Nostra would like to remind the World Heritage Committee that in 2016 already we declared Venice and its lagoon the most endangered heritage site in Europe. This is why today we would like to commend the renewed commitment of UNESCO and this committee to urging Italy and all relevant stakeholders to step up their efforts in providing effective responses to so many serious threats to Venice and its lagoon.
She applauded Italy's decision to ban large cruise ships from the Giudecca Canal as a first step.
We especially applaud the long-awaited decision by the Italian government to stop the passage of big cruise ships through the Bacino di San Marco and down the Giudecca Canal. This is surely a first step in the right direction, but we await further action that will lead to the big cruise ships leaving the lagoon altogether.
Still, such a designation is widely viewed as a rebuke of the local management of World Heritage Sites, places which UNESCO recognizes for their outstanding universal value to humanity. Stefan Dermka of World Heritage Watch is disappointed by UNESCO's decision, which is the third time Venice and its lagoon have avoided an in-danger listing. He says all that Italy did was move the ships out of sight without addressing other environmental factors that continue to negatively impact parts of the city.
We deeply deplore the decision taken by the World Heritage Committee not to place Venice and its lagoon on the UNESCO list of World Heritage in danger. The recent decision of the Italian state party on cruise ships solved only one of a plethora of problems threatening the property. Big ships are still allowed through the delicate lagoon and moor in the port of Marghera, and their excessive environmental and climate impacts will continue. Shunting the big ships out of sight will still exacerbate the problems of erosion in the lagoon, and this could weaken both the buildings and the fabric of our town, which binds us all together.
The committee, which is meeting in China, has asked Italy to submit by December of next year an update on efforts to protect Venice from excessive tourism, population decline, and other issues. Progress is to be considered at a meeting in 2023. Assam Al-Ghalib, SBS News.